You are listening to the Stonehenge WREK Takeover. 20 hours of non-stop Stonehenge to celebrate 20 years of Chris and his co-hosts bringing you the best underground classic rock in the universe. You're currently listening to a show that was originally broadcast live April 3rd, 2009. Join us tomorrow morning where we pick up for live Stonehenge all the way through Saturday until 4 p.m.
You are listening to WREK Atlanta, and Chris, may I say that last cut was so hot, I wanted to jump back and kiss myself.
Oh, excellent. Thought you'd like that one. All right, let's see. We started off the set with The Vegetables, and that was from the LP Feel, The Vegetables. That was Good Times. After that was Rory Gallagher from his self-titled LP, Can't Believe It's True. That was from 1971. After that was Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin II, Bring It On Home. Followed that up with Brian Auger and the Oblivion Express from Live Oblivion Volume 2. That was recorded on his tour in 1974. And actually, there was a Volume 1 that came out in 74. And then 2 years later, this LP was actually released in 1976. But again, recordings from the 74 tour. And that was Freedom Jazz Dance. And finished off the set with Grow Deck Whipperjenny from their self-titled LP, Put Your Thang on Me. And that was from 1970. They were a band out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And they played with James Brown and actually were his backup band for a short while and played on his LP, Show Is Funky Down Here. So anyway.
Yes, indeed. That was hot. Thanks, Chris. You are listening to WREK Atlanta. This is the Stonehenge Show. Ordinarily, every week from 8 till midnight, we will play a classic rock album of our choosing in its entirety, and then we will play 3 hours plus of the finest rock music that you won't ordinarily hear on the radio. We do play Kansas, just not as often as all those other stations. So, we have recently managed to get our greasy paws on the first single released by Iron Butterfly. In fact, the first two singles released by Iron Butterfly, and I'm going to play one of the tracks from the single Don't Look Down on Me, which was released apparently fan club only in their very early days before they got signed to ATCO at some point between 1966 and 1967. Now, the lineup on this song is the Heavy Era lineup. We're going to hear the A side, and I think I might play the B side as well, just because I'm excited to have it. We won't play them successively, but you'll hear the B side later on. So this is a track that you don't really hear very often anywhere. It's called Don't Look Down on Me, and it's the A side of the Iron Butterfly single that came out some point between 66 and 67. You are listening to WREK Atlanta. If you have any requests, give us a call. It's 404-894-2468.
I want no part of society. me what's happening to me.